The following is a presentation of Learfield ING College. It's time for your weekly all-access pass into Virginia Tech Athletics. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by First & Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Tonight's edition of Tech Talk Live is sponsored by CNG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. The Schutz Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. Now, here's your host, John Lazor.
Hello once again, Hokies. Welcome to Tech Talk Live on a soggy night in Blacksburg. We are comfortably inside the home radio booth inside Lane Stadium. John Lazor, indeed, alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup. And we are pleased to bring in our player guest this week. And oh, isn't it timely. Sophomore guard Hunter Couture joins us as the Hokies rest on Hunter's shot and late game heroics as Florida State not happening this week. Louisville not happening this week. And Hunter, we're obviously going back to Miami here in just a second as we say thanks so much for coming over here tonight. What is that like as a player? You knew before you came back from Miami you weren't playing Tuesday, and then you find out late last night or maybe a little bit earlier that you weren't playing Saturday.
It's tough, you know, because coming into the season, you just want to play as many games as possible. And understanding what's going on with COVID, we knew that some games were going to get postponed, some games were going to get canceled. So especially having two games back-to-back get postponed or canceled, it's been tough.
Tell us about the shot. That was so exciting down there. You guys had that 11-point lead. It kind of slipped away, and the game was kind of like in jeopardy there. Just walk us through that whole last scenario there, because that was pretty special, pretty memorable.
Yeah, they came down and hit a big three-pointer to go up. And I know going in, everybody's kind of – our energy kind of just left us when that three hit down for them. Going into the timeout, we had a play drawn up, ended up getting knocked out of bounds, going to half court. Had another play drawn up, and had a great play call, great pass from Beatty, great screen from Keve, and I just made a shot.
You told us after the game, also a rainy afternoon in Miami, you said, I had to make up for Louisville. We didn't agree. That was a tough look you had at Louisville at the end of the game. But is that something that shooters like you carry with you, thinking the next time you're going to get that opportunity?
Oh, for sure. We came back from Louisville, and I know the next day I was in there working out, and I had one of the managers put 5.1 seconds up on the shot clock or on the clock, and I kind of just did the same scenario that happened in Louisville, and I did through it, and I went through until I made it five times, just for mentally for me to be able to move on from it and feel like, okay, I can hit that shot if I have to be put in that situation again.
You also had to make a huge play after that with the charge. I mean, we call it the charge a meter. You keep ringing it up, and walk us through that play and how big that was. And then you make the two free throws to make it a two possession game.
Yeah, just was playing on ball defense. They ended up kicking it out. There was another drive, and I felt like I was in good position to make a play and take a charge, and I just stepped up and took it. And then going down, I knew it was big free throws to seal the game and just knocked them down.
Were you aware of the social media sensation that Mike and I have created that is the Hunter Couture charge of meter?
At first I didn't, and then I started getting
well,
tagged.
Well, it's getting so big.
I know, and I started getting tagged a lot more in the stuff, and it's cool to see on Twitter after the games.
That is pretty cool. You know, Hunter, walk us through, like, last year. You go through the ACC tournament. You guys lose to Carolina, but you had a pretty good game there, led the team in scoring. When you left there, not knowing we'd ever play again until this year, what were you thinking about in terms of, I want to get better at this, or this is what I need to work on? What was, like, on top of your list going into this year?
Yeah, you know, after the season, you kind of reflect on the past season and see what went well, what didn't go well. And, you know, I just sat down with coaches, talking to them, my strength coach back home, and it was just the biggest thing going from freshman to sophomore year is now that you're used to the speed, you got to get stronger, got to move a little bit quicker, and then just kind of watching film and having the game slow down for you. So I think that was the biggest thing, is seeing what I did in games and then taking it out on the practice court when I'm training to see, okay, I'm going to do this in the game, so I'm gonna train at this. And then also just trying to improve on stuff and add to your game.
Hunter, maybe people know this, maybe they don't. You were also a high school quarterback on the football field, and I used that to go back to the Miami game, the play before ultimately you hit the game-tying shot. We have to rag a bit on Joe Bamisile before we praise Joe Bamisile in a second. I'm assuming you feel as though you probably could have made a better pass than Joe B did.
Yeah, I do feel like I can make a better pass, but he also set me up to hit the shot, so I'm all good for it.
Well, let me continue there because I want to praise him. It's fun. I said it. It was fun with all you guys last year when you were a freshman, to see it when the light went on, so to speak, and you got opportunities and had success. How much do you enjoy that now? You're a veteran on this team, despite being a sophomore, when Joe displays what I know you guys have seen countless times in practice.
Yeah, we definitely see it in practice, and it's great to see. You know, he's in the gym every day working on his game and trying to get better, and he's just been a great teammate when he's not been playing. You know, supportive of us, keeping energy on the bench. You know, you see clips of him doing crazy stuff on the bench, but it's great when he gets his – when his name's called, for him to be ready to go out there and help for us.
Hunter, one thing, I mean, you mentioned that about trying to get bigger, stronger, defend better, whatnot. But the one thing I noticed is that your release to me seems like it's a whole lot quicker than it was last year. You agree with that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've always been known to have a quick release, but it was also I worked on it a lot this during quarantine and during the off season, was just getting my feet, my balance set a lot better, and just getting, because in the ACC, there's a lot quicker, taller guys, so you got to get that shut off quicker.
Voice that you're hearing is sophomore guard Hunter Couture, the hero for the Hokies on both ends of the floor, hitting the three to send it to overtime, taking the charge that ultimately sealed the win for Virginia Tech. More with Hunter Couture until we're joined by head coach Mike Young about 7 minutes from now. This is Tech Talk Live on a rainy night in Blacksburg, presented by Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Come satisfy all your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs today at First and Main, your local lifestyle center. Get a quick start to your day by getting a morning workout at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Saki House, El Rodeo, or McLean's at First and Main. And if you're in the mood, stop by the only IMAX in the region and see a movie at the newly managed B&B Theaters. Follow First and Main on Facebook and Instagram for great deals. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Hey, Hokie fans! Deschutes Brewery is celebrating fresh layups, jump shots, and three-pointers this basketball season with fresh squeezed and fresh haze IPA.
Contested lean-in three at the horn. He got it!
Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon. It comes with the territory.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old, uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours. It's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in Blacksburg and Christiansburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Down to the block, backdoor cut from Bamisile, and a traffic cross here in Miami. Fouled on a two-hand dunk, Joe B to the line for one more.
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Laser with more Tech Talk Live.
Coming out party for Joe Bamisil, freshman guard down in South Florida. 11 points, 3 assists, and an impactful steal as well. But we are now rejoined as Tech Talk Live continues, for whom the game will ultimately be remembered, and that is sophomore guard Hunter Couture, who hits the game-tying shot at the end of regulation and then leads the Hokies to victory. Tech will unfortunately have to sit on that win for more than a week. Again, not back into action. If you hadn't heard, Saturday's game with Louisville postponed to March 3rd. Tech will be on the road again this coming week for two more. Hunter, you get to spend this time back here in Blacksburg this week, sleep in your own bed, as we say, and practice in your own gym. But it's going to be 7 of 8 on the road. How are you guys weathering that, and how are you embracing the challenge of that?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't even realize that till you said it, that our last 7 of 8 was away. But, yeah, it's been different not being able to play in Castle. You know, obviously there's not the fans and the Castle Guard there, but it's always something feels different playing in Castle. So, but going away, it's tough, you know, sleeping in the hotel, traveling and all that stuff. But it's one of those things you got to do. You got to win on the road and figure out a way to win. So I know we have North Carolina next week on the road, and then we go to Florida State hopefully next week on the road, and then we'll be back against Georgia Tech at home. So whenever that day comes, we'll be excited to play again at home.
Hunter, how about a week or so ago, you were on the ACC Network, Packer and Durham in the morning. Mm-hmm. Talk about that experience. How cool was that, and some of the questions and whatnot?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, you know, especially after to have a text from my mom and other people and friends back home to say they saw me on TV and stuff like that. So it's always cool to see, and it's a great experience to get on there, and, you know, you've seen other athletes go up there and talk to them. So it was a fun time to go up there and talk to them.
Were you aware that we were all watching in the weight room and grading your performance? I believe you came out at a B+.
I had a feeling you guys were, but yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding. But I mentioned you were a high school quarterback. You were also the point guard of your high school team. So I think people that saw you last year as primarily or exclusively a shooting guard thought you were kind of moving out of position when Cartier stopped playing back in the fall, but that's not the case. You know, your views on playing the point and how that has gone as you've transitioned back to that role.
Oh yeah, definitely. I in high school, at my high school team, I played point guard a lot, and then for my AAU team, I played two. So coming into college, I knew I could play the combo, whether I needed to play the one or two. But it's been a good transition. You know, last year I played a lot off the ball, but then this year with Cardi being out, going moving to the one, it's been great because be able to be out there and play make for others, and then get kind of back to my old like high school ways playing the point.
Hunter, how about telling us about the dunk that wasn't a dunk? Walk us through that. I mean, that bench went crazy. The whole place was going crazy. Well, yeah. There weren't that many people, but the bench went
wild. We were going crazy.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, I wish it counted.
That's the best one you ever had that didn't count.
Yeah, I know. I had the ball with, I think, 4 or 5 seconds, and I just went and tried to go make a play, and I was just half a second too late. But it was crazy looking back on the video and seeing Beattie's reaction and Joe rolling on the floor.
I imagine Beattie was the one with the biggest reaction, because the same way we reacted to his one and only dunk last season as well, which came late in the year. Mm-hmm. Last one for you, Hunter. We're going to let you get out of here and get back to preparations for North Carolina. Cool moment, though. I wasn't actually aware of this when we were in Miami. You're a Florida kid. Your parents were there. Sounds like your sister was there, and you've recently, within the last couple of years, become an uncle.
Yes.
Your young nephew was there, too. That had to have been pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. Definitely going through warm-ups and seeing him come down in the stands and seeing KJ run around and losing his shoe and everything and having them take care of him. But it's always good to see family at the games during times like this when you don't get to see him a lot. So it was also good to see him before and after the game.
Absolutely, and you provided them a magical moment for sure, along with the rest of Hokie Nation. On their behalf, we say thank you. That was very nerve-wracking for all of them before the heroics. Congratulations, my man, on all the success already in your career, being who you are, and we want nothing but more of that going forward. Thanks again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hunter Couture, sophomore guard and most recently hero for the Hokies, as he sends a game against Miami into overtime. Tech ultimately claims their 8th ACC win. They'll sit on it, as I've mentioned, until this coming Tuesday when they're back on the road down to the Dean Dome to take on the North Carolina Tar Heels. Mike and I will set the schedule for you as it continues to adjust on the fly at the tail end of TTL. But for the moment, we send out Hunter Couture and bring on head coach Mike Young. The coach is with us after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
It's that time of year, spending time with our Virginia Tech Hokies and getting outside to enjoy all that Virginia's Mountain Playground has to offer. Visit GilesCounty.org to find your playground. In Giles, we have the Cascades Waterfall to hike to, the New River Water Trail to fish, paddle, and enjoy, and small communities to shop, dine, and drink, all while taking in the scenic beauty of Giles County. Located just west of Blacksburg on Route 460, Giles, Virginia's Mountain Playground is waiting to welcome you. Visit GilesCounty.org today.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When the Hokies win, you win at Papa John's. The day after a Hokies win, you get 40% off online pizzas at regular menu price. Just use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the mobile app. It's that easy. Celebrate the day after a men's basketball win with 40% off your favorite pizzas when you use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the app. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts, delivery fee, and taxes extra that are not subject to discount offer.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
Steal. Ball above his head. Man, it's fun to watch young people when that confidence returns. Got it to Mutz, and he soars in left side. Haynes, don't stop the ball, and he lays it in off the glass with the right hand.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For more of tonight's show, here's John Laser.
Listening back to a thrilling Tech victory in overtime over the Miami Hurricanes. Second overtime win for Tech on the year. Of course, Villanova up in Bubbleville was memorably the other. This is TTL on a rainy night in Blacksburg, presented by Coke. Stay refreshed throughout the game with an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Together tastes better. Together, as we always are, John Laser, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and well, we bring in head coach Mike Young. Coach, as always, thank you for coming over, taking some time. I know that you thought you'd be hot and heavy in terms of game preparation right now for Louisville and originally would be coming off the Florida State game. Not the case. We've discussed this many times already on the year, but how have you approached now having to augment the schedule not once but twice this week?
We've had some practice with it, John. So, you roll with the punches. Disappointing. I want to play. Our team wants to play. But, it's the times that we're living through. And, you've got one response, and that's to hang in there and continue to practice. Makes it difficult now. We're into February. We're into mid-February. And, you just fall into a routine, playing twice a week and preparing for the next opponent. And then wake up. You miss a couple of games because of problems within your opponent's programs, so not ideal to practice. I love the additional time on the practice floor to improve on some things and to keep them healthy and get well. A couple of kids a little dinged up with common injuries, but. It is a challenge. There's no other way to put it. Put your head down, keep chopping wood.
Coach, how about the Miami game? Man, going on the road, speaking of that, obviously with this stretch here, it's going to be 7 of 8. But that last game, you had an 11-point lead. It kind of disappeared there late, and you guys found a way to get the job done with Hunter made that shot. Just kind of talk about now you've had some time to think and rehash that.
Really needed to win that game for a number of reasons, Mike. Knew it was going to be hard. Those guards with Wong and McGusty and Oleani, I can't pronounce his name worth a nickel. You know, the Brooks kid played a good ball game for them, and he's kind of like Durham at Notre Dame. When he plays well, their team, you know, has played well throughout the year. Brooks is such a presence in the post. He's such a big man. Good gosh, he's enormous. But you know, to be up 11 in good shape and botch some things, and you know, they start throwing them in left and right. I thought we guarded well during that stretch. We had shots contested for the most part. They rose up and got them in the hole. But to hang in and fight, and Hunter gets a big basket down. Just a great individual play. Wabisa, good ball fakes. Keve screened it. Hunter did the rest. And then, you know, had a good look about them as they came over to me, you know, at the timeout between regulation and overtime. And, you know, took off and handled their business and did quite well.
Coach, you were without Tyrese Radford. He was back with you guys and made the trip, and that was great, but wasn't playing. And then Jalen Cohn, unfortunately, goes down early in that game. I know you were prepared to adjust, but how satisfying was it that Joe Bamisiel was up to the task in the minutes that you had to ask him to play?
Yeah, he played well, John. I mean, we needed somebody to come on, and, you know, it was his time and his opportunity, and he made the most of it. I've made the point before. You know, you don't get ready when I call your number and put you in the game. You get ready in the practices leading up to that game. You get ready in the shoot-around day of game. So if you're over there, you know, feeling sorry for yourself and your time comes and you're not prepared to play, you know, you botch it. And, you know, that hurts our team. Joe continues to work at it really, really hard. His preparation was quite good. We spent an inordinate amount of time on, you know, knowing who you're guarding, his number and his game, and he did a really nice job in that area. I've also said, I've said it to you guys, he is going to be really, really good. He took a, you know, really nice step forward against the Hurricanes.
Coach, how about Justin Muntz? Man, was he good or what? 22-9, had seven assists. I mean, he only had one foul and played, what, 40 minutes? He was just dynamite there. You said he had that look about him. What is that look, and how do you keep that going here for the rest of the way?
Just had a level of, he was ready for the day, and he's put together a really good year for us, Mike. You know, and I think maybe as a unit, we continue to come together here over the last couple of weeks, and he's been a big part of that. At 17 at Pittsburgh, 22 Miami. Turnovers have been down. He has won a game. It's like, holy cow, Justin, where are you going? But the positives far outweigh the negatives with that guy, which you don't see as much as I do going back and watching it on film. He's doing a really, really nice job for our team defensively. He's super smart, really a smart basketball player. You know, he's going to guard Matthew Hurt. He's going to guard, you know, probably Garrison Brooks on Tuesday at North Carolina. So he is certainly a very valuable member of this team, and I'm thrilled he's a Hokie.
Helped the Hokies to a critical victory in overtime against Miami. Hokies come home hoping to play a pair of games. They'll get neither in now. Again, news leaked last night that the Louisville game has been moved to March 3rd, so that one has already been rescheduled. But for now, the next upcoming opponent for Tech, the North Carolina Tar Heels. Later in our program tonight, we'll put an eye on Coach Roy's team. But on the other side, we continue to talk Hokies this week with an unexpected more than a week downtime to spend here in Blacksburg. We spend the evening with you in Blacksburg. This is Tech Talk Live from Learfield, IMG College.
Meet Smithfield Meat.
Sports. Hokie Sports. Smithfield Meat and Hokie Sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia, your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, and Avellino's. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall, or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When quality counts and your image is on the line, there's only one spot to trust. For nearly 20 years, SignSpot has been the NRV's premier sign choice for signs and graphics. With over 100 years of combined sign experience, you can be sure that your sign project is being done by the very best. See for yourself by visiting us in-store or online at signberg.com. Proudly owned and operated by Virginia Tech alumni, SignSpot, the official sign partner of Virginia Tech Athletics.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's over 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. Check out our Facebook for the latest news and offerings. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
Is set in the lane, trying to free Couture. They get it to Hunter. He gets off a great look, and he got it!
Hey.
And we're going to overtime! And Chester Frazier comes out with a chest bump, and Hunter Couture, ice in his veins. Oh, my goodness, right in front of his bench. He ties it at 74.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For more of tonight's show, here's John Laser.
The dramatic shot that had the college basketball world talking on Saturday afternoon and also propelled the Hokies to overtime and eventually victory over the Miami Hurricanes as Tech sits at 14-4 and 8-3 in ACC play. We continue with head coach Mike Young. And, Coach, I know that you have had affinity for Hunter Couture a long time before he made that shot, as he was going to join you at Wofford, then comes here to Virginia Tech. We were just chatting with him. Mike and I ran into him right after the game, and he said, "I had to make up for Louisville." And he was talking about the top of the key three that he didn't get down in the closing seconds. And he said he came back here that day, had a manager put the exact scenario on the clock, ran it back until he hit it five times in a row. He's built a little bit different, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's serious. It's important to him. Consummate teammate. Yeah, I do. I always have. I can remember seeing that guy in the summer before his senior year, I think was the first time I saw him. I just liked his game. High IQ, really shoot it tough. Last time I checked, those guys turned out to be pretty good college players. He's done a heck of a job for this team this year. He put together a really nice freshman year, I thought. Just got so much bigger and stronger, and his defensive abilities have improved because of that. He's really moving his feet well. Good. He's a good Hokie. I mean, he's a good basketball player, and I'm thrilled that I have the opportunity to coach him. He's a great one.
Coach, what was going through your mind? You're down three right before Hunter hits that shot. You got the ball way down on the far baseline, and the pass gets tipped out of bounds. I mean, you're sweating there if it's going to even be your ball, right? I mean, what's going through your mind when you see that pass? You're thinking, uh-oh. And then you got to draw up another play from half court with Beattie and all that. Kind of walk us through what's going through your mind there.
You catch a break with all these doggone reviews, Mike. I've got one timeout. I was going to use it, but you know, I knew they were going to look at it. I had no idea. I didn't know that it was going to be our ball. We thought that it was. So we're drawing up the, you know, what we're going to do with the ball on the end line. You know, as well as Joe Bamisil played, he threw a horrific pass. You'll never see Joe in that situation again. That was it reminded me of old Billy Kilmer, the old Redskins quarterback. It was wounded ducks that he would he'd throw in the air. Joe threw maybe the worst pass in basketball history. That thing is fluttering through the air, and you
offline.
Know we caught a big break. The thing comes over toward our bench, and you know, I think it was Justin, maybe it was Keve, and a Miami player converge on it at the same time, and the Miami player hit it out of bounds. So now we've got it at midcourt, and now there's 2 points something to play. And I called a timeout there. I used our last one. A true story now, fellas. I was an assistant. We used that play back in the late 90s in a similar situation. Called it soup. I don't remember the outcome of that one, but always had that one in the back of my head. There it was. It presented itself, and it couldn't have worked out better. Well, Bisabiti had to do a good job. We call it gamesmanship. He had to get Gock off the sideline. He had his right foot on the sideline. It was not going to allow the ball to go down in the corner in front of our bench. The ball fake pulls him just enough so he can get it down there. Keve screened, really and truly screened two. Screened his man who wanted to switch on to Hunter, and he got the defender that was on Hunter to start the play. And then, you know, good players take over, and he rises up and he gets the thing in a basket. Overtime we go.
Like so many people, Coach, I've gone back and watched the highlight of that now about 50 times, and it took me until about time 25 to key in on you. You were just kind of sitting in your chair. You'd drawn it up and just became an observer like everybody else. How do you maintain composure right there? And as you said, it was a game you guys needed to have for so many reasons.
I don't know, John. I've just been doing it for so long. You know, I'm not going to get too fired up about anything other than when we take a charge. And Mutz and Beatty go face first into the floor after a loose ball over there in front of me in the first half. Those team plays are really critical to us and to me, always have been. And then the other thing that goes along with that, guys, you all know this. We got good players, and he puts the time in. They all do for opportunities like that. And, good basketball players making good basketball plays, and Hunter made a good basketball play, as did Beatty, as did the rest of the group.
Coach, fast break points the last couple of games. It's been a little bit off whack there. I think Pitt was 10-0, and Miami's 13-2. Is that a big concern for you?
No. We've slowed down, Mike. I don't think we're really good in transition. I don't. And without Tyrese, who – is he's the one man fast break that we've got. He takes the ball off the glass and just outruns everybody to the other end. So it really started with Virginia. Now giving up transition baskets is a real no-no, but with where we are and down a couple of guys, I want Aluma to be able to get in the front court. I want Mutz to be able to get in the front court, and I don't want to micromanage. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I don't have – matter of fact, I haven't even looked at that statistic. I think I've got a really good half-court team that can beat you in a number of ways. And I just don't think we're we're nearly as good in transition as we are in half court. So we've and it wasn't something I communicated to them, just to hold them up and – we're going to run this, and they do a really nice job of that.
Did indeed, as they pick up win number 14, this time over Miami. Hokies sweep the season series with the Hurricanes, and now look ahead unexpectedly to the North Carolina Tar Heels. We'll spend a few minutes on that before what's popping with head coach Mike Young. All of it a part of Tech Talk Live, all of it presented by Smithfield. On the way to your next tailgate, be sure to grab some of your Smithfield favorites. Smithfield, the only taste better than a Hokie win. More with head coach Mike Young straight ahead. This is a Tech Basketball presentation from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old, uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours. It's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in Blacksburg and Christiansburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action. Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Couture walking across the center circle. Guarded by Wong. Dancing left. Bounce pass elbow left for Mutz. Hand off Aline. Trying to get downhill. Floater from Naheem. It's down with a thrusted left hand. Tech in front by two. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds to play in the game. Jim Larinaga not in a rush, says we will make our stand right here. Isaiah Wong dribbling off clock. 12 seconds to play. Wong explodes off a screen into the lane. Hats it into the corner. Olin'i shot fake. Blow by Couture. Offensive foul. Fire up that charge-o-meter back in Blacksburg.
Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, continues. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tense final moments for the Hokies and the Hurricanes as Tech ultimately prevails in overtime. You hear the Naheem Aline floater that puts the Hokies on top for good and the Couture charge that seals the deal. But now, unexpectedly, the Hokies turn the page to North Carolina. They won't have home games despite the ability to spend more than a week at home. And Coach, you got the news at some point yesterday that you weren't going to be playing Louisville on Saturday. How quickly do you then turn the page to North Carolina? And as you have, what have you seen?
I'm going to be very honest with you, John. I haven't. I wanted everybody to take a break from it now while Coach Webster and Coach Nadeau have that game. And you know, I got to spend an inordinate amount of time on those scouts. It's such a big part of our program. And you know, there's a lot of work that goes into it. I guess they go back and watch the last 9 or 10 games. It's time consuming, but it's important work. I wanted our team to take a break. I was like, you're watching film every day, and I don't beat them up with it now. I mean, we watch 15, 20 minutes, personnel, actions, how we're going to guard it. You get to this point in the year, you've seen so many things. It's just, you know, it's rare that you're going to find a surprise like, oh, gosh, we haven't seen that one. We've seen so many. You know, I know their team. I just haven't really started, getting down to the nitty-gritty and watching them to this point. I will watch at least two tomorrow and then really get into it Saturday, Sunday, and then leading into Tuesday's game. Humongous on the front line. They're killing people on the glass. I think their best offense is to throw it up on the rim and let Brooks and Sharp and Baycoat and those guys go get it. So, you know, needless to say, we'll have our hands full. We'll look forward to the challenge.
How do you stay sharp, Coach? Do you get your guys? Do you scrimmage some? Do you play like a make game or a quarter here, a quarter there, just to try to stay in game mode?
Just to maintain their conditioning. And we really back off the contact this time of year, Mike, for obvious reasons. You know, I don't want to get somebody nicked up in practice. I want to go to North Carolina on Tuesday as healthy as we can be. We shoot the ball a lot. I mean, a lot. Before practice, during practice, after practice. There with David, typically 3-4 days a week. He, you know, he's, you know, pounding on them in the weight room, keeping them sharp there. But just maintaining your timing, maintaining your, you know, your sharpness defensively. You know, we don't practice very long. We're probably there an hour and 15, probably 20 of that is contact. But, you know, we keep them sharp and ready to roll.
Coach, it will wind up now being 7 of 8 on the road.
I didn't
know
that.
We touched on it briefly at the beginning of the show. Does that take you back at all to some of the earlier days in coaching for you when you were at a smaller school like Wofford?
Golly, day, John, I'm not sure we had 7 of 8.
Those money games you had to buy.
Cow, oh, man, I tell you what, I've spent half my life on that bus. holy Toledo. You know, there's a lot of things about the virus that aren't fair. And we're talking about a basketball team, for crying out loud. And we're going to be just fine. 7 of 8 is unusual. 7 of 8, you know, could be considered unfair. But, you know, Louisville had an issue and we couldn't play. So we've lost 3 home games. We've lost the UVA game on the road, hope to make up 1 or 2 of those. The Louisville game has already been rescheduled, so we'll get that one. So, you know, as my grandmother used to say, no sense in crying over spilled milk. Move on, son. And that's what we're going to do.
That's exactly what we're going to do as well. We've still got What's Poppin' with head coach Mike Young. The silver lining, by the way, Tech fans, is that after this stretch of 7 out of 8, it'll be a 3-game homestand inside the castle at the tail end of the ACC calendar. We'll, of course, be chronicling that for you in the weeks to come, as we will the North Carolina game. Back to a 7 o'clock start if you had missed that. Mike and I on the air at 6:30. All the broadcast particulars coming your way as well. Tech Talk Live presented by our friends at Warm Hearth Village, which is Blacksburg's retirement destination. Their campus adjoins Virginia Tech with 220 acres of lush woodlands, a full continuum of living options, and abundant amenities. Visit them at retire.org or by phone at 540-552-9176 to learn more about the nonprofit difference. What's Poppin' with the head coach straight ahead. This is TTL from Blacksburg.
Meet Smithfield. Meet Sports. Hokie Sports. Smithfield Meat and Hokie Sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hey Hokies, want to know where to get the best barbecue in the NRV? It's a Blacksburg tradition, and it's top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs, right downtown on College Avenue. Tots and Bots are serving up delicious ribs, brisket, pulled pork, boneless wings, and more. Open 6 days a week, come see why Tots and Bots is everyone's favorite place to be. And don't forget, we cater. Let us take care of your next party, team meal, or corporate event. Top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs, a Blacksburg tradition.
English Meadows Senior Living is Virginia's premier caregiver. We offer affordable, quality assisted living and memory care across Virginia and D.C. Take a tour of our Blacksburg campus, located next door to Virginia Tech, by calling 800-796-5420 or visit welovourresidents.com. English Meadows, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. Go Hokies!
Our collars ain't popping, but we've got the popcorn and the coach. Time to find out what's popping with Mike Young. Presented by Blacksburg Eye Associates, your local source of eyewear and advanced eye care.
Time indeed for what's popping with head coach Mike Young, which also signals the end of his weekly appearance. But fear not, we're back with the head coach next Thursday, along with one of the freshman members of this team, as we've worked our way from top to bottom through the roster at this point. And coach, we try to go a little off script during this segment. I saw an interview you were doing with Jeff Goodman the other day, and we've had this conversation too about play calls. You were talking about your out of bounds unders are bass guitarists, I believe, or famous guitarists. I know your sideline outs are
flowers
usually, except for Soup, apparently, back in the 90s before you made that transition.
Yep.
And you've also been known to name plays after staff members' wives or significant others.
Yep.
We had Rosie for Rosanna Nadeau last year.
Yep.
We had Chief for Stephanie Boleyn. We've got Big Buck right now for our favorite chef in Blacksburg.
Yep. Yep.
So my question to you is, can we get a Hall of Famer series and get a burn-up?
That's hard to remember.
Not sure about that one. We'll stay with things are going
simple
pretty good.
Yeah. What's the craziest play call you've ever had?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I had a great friend back in Spartanburg, great big guy, great dude, Andy Harrell. And he was coaching my son's Little League team way back when. And he popped up out of the bench one time and he called ham sandwich. I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. In my life. And we had an out-of-bounds play, ham sandwich. I think we had it here last year.
You did.
So ham sandwich, Beyonce was a good play. We've had a bunch of them. That's drummers, the out of bounds stuff are drummers. Keith Moon, Max Weinberg, John Bonham, Ringo for Ringo Starr, and Charlie Watts, Rolling Stone. So, just weird guys. I get out there and we put it in. A kid asks you, what do you want to call it? And it's hilarious. As you, Charlie Watts. So they don't ask you, who is Charlie Watts? They don't ask, they don't look at you with a peculiar look. It's Charlie Watts. I had a manager at Wofford, Clark Allen, sweetest kid of all time. And we named a play after her, and I bet we scored 50 points on that play my last year there for a little point guard to shoot the fire out of it. Don't take yourself too seriously, fellas. Clark Allen it is.
If we did have a burn-up, it would be a pin down for a three for John Ogiako.
That's why we're going to leave that one out. we're going to leave that one on the shelf.
Coach, I bet you could find a play that you could call for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right?
Yeah,
the BA,
we could.
The Gronk.
Yeah, did you hear him? Did you hear him holler Hokie the other night?
How about that?
Brady? Was he audible?
Was it audible? Wasn't that cool?
Yeah, it was great. I'd love. Maybe you could.
I'm trying to get him up here.
I would love to meet him. I'm so happy for him. I don't know Coach obviously at all, but I reading about him when he was with Arizona. I remember as a coordinator at Indianapolis. Super Bowl, day of the Super Bowl, biggest game of his life, and he's out in the front yard playing with his grandkids. Mm-hmm. And people driving by like, oh my gosh, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I just thought that was so neat. And takes his work seriously, not going to take himself seriously, going to do, you know, have a good time with his grandkids. Good for Coach. I'm really happy for him and the Buccaneer organization.
A couple of other coaches we're really happy for right now. Kenny Brooks, the women just got their fourth consecutive ACC win. They took care of Miami pretty one-sidedly down on the road. And also, Coach, going back, how about this weekend? Dramatic finish on the mat for Tony Roby, Sam Latona.
Man.
One of the more dramatic finishes in college wrestling history.
I'm going to go over and see him wrestle tomorrow. I haven't seen a wrestling match since high school. Did you wrestle in high school?
Didn't have a team.
We had a physical education. And so help me goodness, I thought I was going to expire. I was so tired. That's a man sport. That's a man sport. We've got a great program and an unbelievable coach, and I'm looking forward to being in the castle with Margaret and Davis. We're going to come over and see the Hokies get after, and I'm looking forward to that.
Coach, have you ever had stone crabs before?
Yeah, a lot.
We went to Joe's Friday night.
I saw that. I saw that plate. I felt bad that I wasn't with you. That was a good looking meal there.
We were thinking about you.
Good looking meal.
We were thinking about you.
I love stone crabs.
Oh, they were so good. It was incredible. You should have seen Lay's finish those things.
Oh, man.
It's embarrassing. Butter running down his elbows and everything.
Yeah, had to bib on.
I was a rookie.
Unsurprising.
A rookie with a Hall of Famer. Well, Coach, we'll see you over at the Castle tomorrow night as well. Wrestling at 6 o'clock. Can't wait for you guys to get back in action. And as a parting gift tonight, you leave with a gift pack courtesy of our new friends at Hardywood.
I'm looking forward to that gift. Carrying home with me. Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Head Coach Mike Young, as always, candid and a lot of fun as the Hokies, even not in action this week. We have plenty to discuss, and we'll get further into the preparations for North Carolina as the Hokies, again, won't take to the floor, and it'll be inside the Dean Smith Center down in Chapel Hill Tuesday. If you didn't hear the news today, scheduled now at 7 o'clock. Mike and I will recenter you for the week ahead. As we continue and conclude with Tech Talk Live, this is TTL from Blacksburg and Learfield, IMG College.
Blacksburg Eye Associates provides award-winning eye care in a family-friendly setting. Our services include comprehensive eye care for both vision and eye health, a dry eye clinic, myopia control, sports vision training, and vision rehab. Plus, Blacksburg Eye Associates has over 1,000 glasses frames in stock. You won't find a better selection of glasses in the area. Blacksburg Eye Associates, located at 1st and Main. Make your appointment today at blacksburgeye.com or by calling 953-2020. That's 953-2020.
Come satisfy all your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs today at First and Main, your local lifestyle center. Get a quick start to your day by getting a morning workout at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Saki House, El Rodeo, or McLean's at First and Main. And if you're in the mood, stop by the only IMAX in the region and see a movie at the newly managed B&B Theaters. Follow First and Main on Facebook and Instagram for great deals. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
If you believe that trust is earned, not given, then you'll like working with us because that's how we approach doing business with our clients. I'm Chris Henry with the First Trust and Wealth Management Division of First Bank and Trust. Our team delivers wealth management solutions specific to your needs. And with our fiduciary commitment and team approach, we will always focus on your best interests. Give us a call today at 866-505-1496 or visit firstbank.com.
Last time on College Sports Now.
So one team's not going to be able to play, and then they're going to boot up like, you know, the best team that didn't get in the original selection Sunday bracket, and they're going to make it up. That's how they're going to do it.
So they're going to treat this like the NFL Pro Bowl roster. Patrick Mahomes is the Pro Bowl quarterback from the AFC, but he's not going. So you end up with, like, Mitch Trubisky. He's a Pro Bowler this year.
Follow College Sports Now on Twitter, at CSNowTweets. Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite app, like TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify.
Tech Talk Live continues and concludes from Lane Stadium in Blacksburg. Hokies were hoping to get back inside Castle Coliseum on the basketball front this week. Will not happen. Of course, Florida State was postponed due to COVID concerns with the Seminoles. And as we learned yesterday, Louisville postponed on Saturday, although the good news is that rescheduled to March 3rd. Don't have a game time yet, but of course we'll relay that to you. Again, one thing to note, as the game for the Hokies and the Tar Heels on Tuesday night, it was originally scheduled at 7, may or may not have noticed. I know Mike didn't. It was rescheduled for 6, then put back to 7, so just go about it as you were. 6:30 for the airtime for that matchup with Roy Williams and the Tar Heels. Big week, Mike, for Virginia Tech Athletics. I mentioned Kenny Brooks and the women's basketball team just about 2 minutes ago finished off the Miami Hurricanes. They're the hottest team in the conference, having won 4 in a row. Tony Roby in wrestling has some more business to attend to tomorrow, but they've got the inside track on an ACC title because of one of the most dramatic moments in ACC wrestling history. Sam Latona with the 2-point takedown rollover as time expired. And Mike, in our business, did you happen to catch the call from our colleague at ACC Network, Rock Harrison? It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
I missed that. I did. But okay. I heard it was good.
After this, you got to check it out. Yep. You want to talk about passion for that sport.
Yeah.
And certainly Hokie Nation rejoicing in that moment as well. So again, for Mike and I, 6:30 for the airtime and 7 out of 8. I know Coach Young, Mike, who of course we again thank for coming over. He'll downplay that and look at it as a challenge, but that is a daunting stretch certainly within this conference. Whew,
no doubt about it, Lays. And you hate to lose home games. And you know, now you've lost 3 home games. Fortunately, the Louisville game got rescheduled for March 3rd, so that's certainly encouraging. But it's going to be tough on the road because Carolina's playing really well. I think they're undefeated at home. I think they were 6-0. You know, they're a great rebounding team. I think they lead the nation in rebounding margin. So they're going to be a handful. And then you got to turn around and go to Tallahassee, and you know that's going to be a daunting task as well. So, yeah, it's been tough, but everybody's had to go through certain things. And obviously Carolina lost their game Monday night with Miami. So it's just been a crazy year.
Yeah, it has, and we keep speculating or trying not to as to some of these postponed games will get made up. Here's the bottom line right now. They were able to reschedule Louisville for the only open date that the Hokies had remaining on the schedule. So it doesn't mean they won't make up the UVA game or the Boston College game or the Florida State game, but it means that if they were to make those up, it's because they will have lost some of the other games at this point, because this much we know for sure, they're not moving back the ACC tournament, and no way in Haiti they're moving back the NCAA tournament after its cancellation a year ago. That bodes well, though, for Virginia Tech because, of course, they sit on their 8 conference wins already and at this point are comfortably inside the bracket for the NCAA tournament. We are out of time. We send our thanks to head coach Mike Young, Hunter Couture, both fantastic conversations tonight, and our producers on-site, Rachel Maidosh, at our network studios, Wolf Gulke. And one final parting personal message from me. Hello, Grandma Vivian, listening back in Chicago in the suburbs, and happy 70th birthday. I shouldn't have revealed her age to my mom, Debbie, listening as well. On behalf of them and the entire Hokie family, I'm John Lazerson. Thanks for being with us. Thanks, as always, for being Hokies. We'll play basketball again at some point. I promise.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Join us throughout the season as we talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.